Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first. On this Wednesday, it is very discouraging to see politicians exploiting the murders of 10 human beings in Buffalo, New York. This should never happen in a decent society. The 18-year-old psychopath who killed the innocent people may have consumed hateful internet stuff and was a racist bent on harming black Americans. So that's what he did. Just as the recent New York City subway shooter apparently hated white people, these loons come in all colors and do damage to all ethnicities. They should be harshly punished. Enter some fanatical leftists who believe America is a racist country bent on harming blacks. These vicious zealots use the white supremacy scenario to push their hateful propaganda, and now some very powerful people are doing the same thing, like the President of the United States. That's right. Joe Biden mentioned white supremacy in his statement about Buffalo. I am assuming that the FBI has an eye on any violent neo-Nazi cells that may be active in this country. I hope the Bureau breaks that movement as it did with the Ku Klux Klan, as I chronicle in my book, Killing the Mob. And if that happens, then we'll all know the extent of the white supremacy threat. Until then, the Biden administration will continue to use this white supremacy thing as a political deal. And that, in the face of racist murder, is very wrong. Now this. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.